Wait a minute, what am I doing? Two men in a what? Two friends from film school, one who graduated, one who did, and they decided to make a podcast. Okay, this has never been done before, right? Okay. This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.
I hope someone burns down that fucking McDonald's.
The one in Altoona, Pennsylvania?
I don't care to know where it is. What a fucking piece of shit. Can you imagine seeing the man that everyone in America loves after he committed murder and then saying, I'm going to turn that person in?
Did you hear she's not getting the reward?
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad. You know what? I hope she really needed that. I hope she really needed that. I hope like she's going to be on the streets now. And so she learns a lesson about how it never pays. It never pays to help capital.
Also, I love how she just overheard two people talking that he kind of looks like the guy.
Yeah, what a piece of shit.
Not even that, like...
Mel was telling me that when you focus on class traitors, class war falls apart, right? You have to be focused on the enemy. And I told her that God gave me two hands for a reason. It's two guns.
But you're only going to have one after Christmas, though, right?
Yeah. Two bullets, it's one gun. Two guns is a bit excessive. That's if there's a traitor and an enemy at the same time.
Okay.
Even then, you could use one gun. Yeah. I just thought it was a little plithy saying to say about how... I can focus on both. I'm fully capable of being like, there are multiple people I would guillotine in this country.
Sure. No, I follow that.
And the McDonald's woman would be one of them.
Yeah.
Currently the most hated person in America, because the previous most hated person in America is a corpse.
Yeah.
Just join him.
Also, okay, so I'm not saying that it wasn't him, because I have no idea. But I do find it interesting that he was wearing the same outfit that he was 5 days ago.
Yeah, he's probably just running, he's fleeing.
But they reported that he threw away the jacket in a nearby trash can.
Oh.
So he bought another jacket.
Or it could be a patsy.
Yeah, and they just happened to find a manifesto in his backpack, as if they couldn't have planted that.
Yeah, but he was shouting some pretty convincing things, so either...
No, a thousand... And
either it's him, or he understands the assignment.
Yes, he admitted to it. So, like...
Look, when we were working at Sheets, if, like, he came in, I would simply not ring up his meal and let him have it for free. That's what I would do. I'd be like, no, it's fine. You can go.
I mean,
have my employee discount. There you go. Let's get out of here.
I wouldn't have recognized him, but sure.
No, I would have. I've been staring at his picture lovingly. Thinking about maybe getting, like, a prayer candle, or, like, hanging it up in the apartment somewhere. Next to Ted Kaczynski.
Oh, I thought you were going to put it on the shelf underneath your Wee Little Men.
No, that's going to be for more Wee Little Men.
Oh, okay.
I have many Wee Little Men in the future. Maybe above the, right below my picture of me as a baby, I'll put like him, Ted Kaczynski, Uncle Ted.
It's so...
The bulldozer, the killdozer guy.
1,000%. It's really... you... Listen, it's interesting enough that you have your friends' baby pictures,
yeah.
But you're a single man who has your own baby picture on your
wall.
Well,
I like to see how far I've come.
Fair enough.
See, look at me now, little. Look how distressed I am.
Look at you now, little Matthew.
Look how obsessed, like upset I look in that picture.
This is you 29 years later.
Oh, God, yeah. It's actually right after birth I came out with a full head of hair.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Welcome to the Two Men in a Movie podcast, where each week one man shows another man a movie he can't believe he hasn't seen. As always, I'm your eternally haired Matthew Olenchek, except for that period where I really didn't have the facial hair coming in. Joined by my work husbando, that's Spanish, Harrison Poole, also very hairy. Also your name. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great, babe. How are you?
Not too bad. Is that how your parents named you that?
My dad is Harry Jr. and my mother was not having Harry the Third, and so they literally named me Harry's son.
Why not? Why is your mom lame?
No, she just did what
she
Harry
listens to this, right? Harrison's mom, why are you lame? Mrs. Poole?
Yes.
Mrs. Poole, you're lame.
No, you're not. You were correct.
Harry the Third. Well, did we have a third in college?
We had to.
That was What was his first name? He got hit by a car and died.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was always like, what a cool name.
Yeah.
Never talked to the guy. Always knew who, like, I knew who he was clearly because his name was so cool. Then we had a very bad year in that program.
Yeah, yeah. We had a very, where we lost like four people.
Yeah, three or four.
Dude.
Just fucking deaths all over. What the fuck's happening?
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I will, oh my God. We'll get to the movie eventually. I will, or not, honestly, if we never talk about this movie.
No, we're
going to
get to this movie. I have opinions. Keep talking. I'm going to take off this, my hoodie.
Me too. I'm going to bleep names, obviously. I will never forget when passed away and then still tried to teach script writing.
Yeah, she was awful.
Yeah, she was like, I understand that this horrible tragedy happened, but we can't let that interrupt our
studies.
There are
no middle professors in that program. Like, one in the middle. They're either like really good.
Yeah.
Or it's like, and what's her fucking name? Yeah, one's fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never had her husband.
Come out all the way from LA. Like, listeners, you don't read in film school. You really don't.
No.
There's not a lot of it's arts and crafts, the college.
Dude.
We didn't read. She gave us three books to read. She gave us three books to read, and heaven forbid, 1 week we didn't read like one chapter.
Yeah.
And she had this entire fucking meltdown where she's like, I didn't come all the way from LA to Canada. Me, me, me. And she's like, all of you get out except for. All of you get out except for. Because Ben did the reading, because, you know, he's got to be a good boy if you want to munch that muff. And so everyone was like just standing outside the classroom, like aimlessly. We're like, what the fuck just happened? And I was like, you want to get lunch, Mike? He's like, I guess.
Dude, did the same thing with directing actors. And she was essentially like, how do you expect me to do my job if you won't do yours?
Insane.
And then her PowerPoint slide was word for word the book.
Yeah.
She didn't expand on any of the ideas.
Yeah, bad professor. Unlike who was so impressed by my motion graphics.
Yeah.
That he watched it 3 times in a row. Because everyone else, he'd watch like once and give some critique, and he watched mine. He went, oh, wow. And then he watched it again. He's like, that's really good. And he's like, well, one more time. He watched it, and then he gave me a critique.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I loved doing so well in that class because it made everyone else so fucking angry because it's me. It's me, the danger to the program, drunk in class. And he's like, another A-plus work, Matthew. You want to talk about records after class?
Yeah, dude. I was in his class once, and I were joking about something, and we were writing a sketch in his class, you know, because we were in fuck off time.
Yeah.
And I told some joke that I ended up literally collapsing on the floor crying. And then he's just like, are you okay? And I just went, I'm going to hell. And then walked out to get some water.
Sounds like a good joke. Water? I didn't know you drank then.
I drank water from the fountain. I drank water.
I don't believe it.
Okay. Well, it's true.
You know what I do believe in? The Christmas spirit, which is why you brought this movie, so you have to introduce it.
Yeah. My mom...
really quickly, viewers at home, there is a sequel called The Name Light It Up or whatever.
Lit Up, yeah.
Yeah, Lit Up. Be careful. It's not like a special edition, which I initially assumed when I rented it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's like, last Christmas, I went, oh.
Nope.
Nope.
It's Haul Out the Holly, the Hallmark Christmas movie starring Lacey Chabert.
Fully in MILF territory now. I don't know. Maybe I just had to watch her in two movies.
Sure.
Yeah, she could ruin me with her Christmas joy.
So you've officially fallen hopelessly in love?
Hopelessly in love.
Hell yeah. Are you more in love this movie than you were last movie?
I think so.
Okay. And is it the character or
I think it's the character.
Okay. So it's... So what about this character versus...
I don't know. She's a little bit more fun, I think.
Okay. Yeah, my mother recommended this movie, telling me that it was a bad movie. And that I mentioned we were watching Hot Frosty, and she was like, oh, there's another Hallmark Lacey Chabert movie that I watched that's also bad, and you should watch this. And so we did. It's called Howl Out the Holly.
And I will have to say, I hated the first 5 minutes of this movie with the kids, but afterwards, what a banger.
Are you kidding
what
me?
What a banger. This is a fun Christmas movie.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not saying it's a good movie.
Okay.
It was a, but you know what it is? It's a good fucking watch. I had, I after I thought I was gonna hate it with the kids, but as soon as the kids went away, I'm like, you know what? This is a bit of a banger.
Are you what?
The characters? I like all the characters.
Sure.
You know, like all the jokes are cheesy, corny jokes, but I think that most of them were well written.
If you, there's an argument to be made there,
they're well written, happy, cheesy movies. I like the guy. I like the set dressing.
I will say, if this movie had pacing of any kind, I truly would like it a lot more.
It's a very solid movie.
But you watch this at 2x speed, so I imagine it has better pacing at 2x speed.
I would watch it again at 1x speed yearly.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm going to let you know, buddy, I'm probably going to end up watching the sequel.
Oh, me too, but I'm not going to like it.
I'm probably going to like it.
You're insane.
You know what I am? A man who loves fucking Christmas.
I truly almost texted you where I'm like, I swear to God, if you fall in love with this movie, I'm going to be legitimately...
It's really good.
It's not.
Look, Christmas movies, you just have to sit down with your fucking eggnog, your Santa nut, some cookies.
Oh, you watched this... You watched this not sober.
No, that's sober eggnog. No, I never put alcohol in my eggnog because I think it dilutes the Christmas taste. This is an actual belief I have.
What?
I when I'm drinking eggnog, I want to take the taste of the pure, creamy goodness of the Christmas spirit. And so I never put alcohol in because I feel like it takes that away.
I have never had eggnog with or without alcohol.
I have some if you want to try.
I mean, after this recording, yeah, sure, yeah.
If I'm going to do alcohol on the holidays, I'll usually do like a Christmas beer or like a cranberry mixed drink. But I never mix with my nog's pure. But you get on the couch, maybe with a loved one, you drink your nog, you eat cookies, you watch a fun movie. It's a fun movie.
It is.
It's a movie where the biggest stakes are resolved in 5 minutes, and it's really low stakes, and it's not stressful at all. You're just soaking in that good holiday spirit.
You know what? If I wasn't watching this like a movie, I would 100% agree with you. I think that's my issue with these last two movies.
I'm
going in expecting movie.
I think this is your Scrooge arc, where at the end of it, you learn, you're like, oh, no, I won't. No Hallmark movies for you, little boy. Only cinema for you. Citizen Kane and nothing else.
No,
and then you wake up and you're like, oh, I can just enjoy the it's as an experience. Christmas movies are an experience,
but no,
it's part of the holiday spirit. You watch the Christmas, it's an activity.
But the Christmas movies I watch are not cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies,
and you're missing out for it.
I mean, I watch like one a year, but like I don't, it's not like I watch a ton of them
because there are bad ones, but when you find a good one, it fucking hits.
I wouldn't even say this was, I mean, graded on the scale, this is upper half. That doesn't say a lot.
I'm giving it a 7.
You're serious?
Yeah, I give it a 7.
You're giving this a...
I'm 100% serious. This is a 7. A few things are 8 and 9 in my books. Not these movies. I'm saying in general when I rank movies. Very few things are 10. But a 7. 7 is a solid movie I'd recommend to anyone.
Okay.
And anyone says, what Christmas movie should I watch? I would say, haul out the holly.
I would have to know my friend's taste. I would not recommend this movie if, like, you're looking for a cheesy Hallmark movie. This hits the spot.
I'm going to tell everyone to watch this movie. Just like I told everyone to watch Hot Frosty.
I will say I like Hot Frosty more than this.
Yeah, it's a bit more going on.
There's more
danger.
It's okay. My issue with Haul Out the Holly in watching it,
your parents were so fun.
The last
fight, the guy was fun. The neighbors were fun.
They were hit or miss, but sure. I think my biggest issue with Haul Out the Holly and watching the back quarter on double speed with you, it ameliorated a lot of those issues, but it was that it was an 85-minute movie that felt like a 2.5-hour movie.
Yeah, Christmas, it's supposed, because you sit there, you're just enjoying the company of a loved one or alcohol if you're single, and you're soaking like a Mormon in the holiday experience.
But it doesn't feel like forever. Like, it's time is relative, obviously. Yeah. But when you're with a loved one soaking in the holiday experience, it goes the point, not the point, but one of the points are that it goes by too fast.
Yeah, so you slow down. You watch a nice slow movie.
No, but it's supposed to feel like it goes by too fast. And at 85 minutes, this movie dragged.
No, I want to feel, if I'm with a loved one, I want it to feel like it's going too slow and I'll never die.
Okay.
I don't want time to pass at all.
I mean, I don't want it to feel like it's going too slow, but like, I understand what you're saying.
It is a perfectly paced snuggle film
at double speed, correct?
I'd say at the speed. I did watch part of it at single speed.
Yeah,
because I had the trouble getting it, because I started watching it on my phone and I switched it to the, because I was gonna watch it Netflix on my phone, but then I was like, oh god, I want to watch it a bit faster. So then I didn't watch it a bit faster for a bit, then I watched it faster on the here. I'm a complicated man. None of my decisions make sense.
No, they don't. No, you're correct on that front.
I'm an enigma, a mystery, unknowable.
Do you want to go through the plot of this movie, or because it has one, but not? It's more of a collection of scenes.
Yeah, because the plot is a big like event. That's, it's a collection of things happening. You know, so like going bit by bit doesn't really do it any better than just giving you the whole, you know?
Sure.
It's like if I was telling you like what I was like the what order I did chores in, it doesn't fucking matter.
That truly, yes.
Because it's just it's a series of things where it's like, oh, I went to the arcade and I played Pac-Man and then I played Street Fighter. It gives you nothing if I just listed them off in like alphabetical order. It doesn't matter. It's just because each thing is its own little thing. You know?
So essentially, Lacey Chabert, named Holly in this movie, she has a loser boyfriend.
Plays a video game.
A video game.
Definitely a video game. They went through the trouble of getting like an actual Oculus Rift and then decided, I don't know what these kids play on it. Co-op shooter orc games?
Truly? Yes. I thought, okay.
It doesn't have a microphone, by the way.
Yeah.
You can't hook Discord up to an Oculus Rift, as far as I'm aware.
Okay.
I may be wrong. I think VR gaming is a gimmick. But like, he's like talking to guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just talking to himself.
Interesting.
I don't think it has a micro. I don't think it has Discord capability. You can't be in a team chat on Oculus Rift.
I don't know, dude. But she has a loser boyfriend who she breaks up with and then goes to visit her parents.
Yeah, because she's like, you want to talk it out? He's like, no.
Right.
And it's like, so you're upset? Well, I don't want to break up. So you want to talk it out?
No.
And he's like, well, I signed the entire apartment in my name.
Truly. Oh my god, he's such a sleaze.
He's such a fucking sleaze.
Apparently he was nice for 2 years and then just decided to give up in the last year.
That's men for you.
Usually they don't hold the facade for 2 years, in my experience. Usually it's a few months.
Well, maybe he's slow on the output.
Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, so she goes to visit her parents, and at Evergreen Lane,
okay, so it does have a microphone, but I think you need to attach one.
Okay.
So I didn't see one attached.
Okay. But it's in, like, Salt Lake City area?
Utah, yeah.
Well, it's in Utah, but, like, I didn't know if
they I don't know anything else that's in Utah, so probably.
I didn't know if they specifically mentioned something. But it's in,
they
yeah.
did say Salt Lake City special, but that could just be a Utah reference. Like, I can make a reference about Cincinnati because I'm an Ohioan, but I'm not near Cincinnati.
Sure, but you...
It's also the only city there in Utah, so if you're going to make, like, a Utah reference, I mean, what are you going to do? What's in Utah? Mormons and their city and the Salt Lake. That's all there is. Name another thing in Utah. Go on. Go right now. Name another Utah thing right now.
An airport right outside Salt Lake City.
It's part of Salt Lake City. Don't get cute with me.
A bunch of ski lodges.
No, it's on the Quest. Is it on the Quest? Is that different? I'm really invested in this.
But no, I went one. I did a math competition in Salt Lake City.
What?
Yeah, I traveled for the National Math Honor Society.
Oh, what did you do?
My two subjects were math history and I forget what my other subject was, to be absolutely honest. But it was some like...
math history?
Yeah, man. I got tested and competed in math history.
What the fuck's math history?
Like people who discover theorems and like...
Oh, God.
Alan Turing and like that kind of cool shit.
If I knew you in high school, I would have relentlessly bullied you.
I was really cool in high school.
God, fucking hate math. I had to get a perfect score on my reading writing ACT to get a 32 because my math was below standard because I was like, fucking hate it. I didn't do any study. I didn't study for anything, but I'm like, I don't know. And I just like breezed through it because I just didn't want to be doing it so hard.
Fair enough. I just did all of my studying on the plane ride to Salt Lake City. And then when I got my scores back, I asked them just basically how I did. And their response was good enough to be here, not good enough to place. And I'm like, that's all I wanted.
Disgusting.
I just wanted to not embarrass
people. It's like when I was saying how much I hated math and my friend Dorothy, who was a mathematician, attempted to show me her notebooks to convince me of the beauty and wonder of math.
It is beautiful.
And I said, you're just literally showing me numbers and I think there's some algebra. And now I'm upset.
It is beautiful. It's okay.
I wanted to be a scientist until I realized it would involve math. And then I was like, no, don't want to be a scientist anymore. I hate it.
I'm sorry.
I never use it. I never use algebra level shit, like ever.
Yeah?
When do I use it? When do I have to do algebra in my daily life?
You're not a technical person.
A technical person.
I use it.
I think we had this exact same conversation recently on this podcast. We
probably have. I was like, I use algebra at least a couple times a week. I don't use calculus. Though calculus is less about the actual numbers and more about problem solving. Like, it's more about teaching problem solving within situations, but
anything I would need to know algebra for, I can just as well wing it and go in vibes only, and that's my superpower.
Okay.
I got an A+ on a lighting thing I set up in like 2 minutes.
Oh my god.
I was like, this looks right. I was like, oh, put it there, no measuring. I'm like, this looks right. He's like, this is fantastic lighting.
You're so frustrating sometimes.
I know. It must be so frustrating to see me just be so good at things without needing any effort at them.
No, it's not the no effort. It's the complete disdain.
Disdain for effort. Oh, yeah. Why would I show any stain? What's the opposite of disdain?
Probably
esteem. Esteem. Why would I show any esteem for effort if I don't need to do it?
You're such a prick.
I didn't study for my ACT. I knew people that study for months. I just woke up, said, oh, fuck, it's today. Went there, walked out, got a scholarship request. Like, come to our college from, like, all over the East Coast. It was, like, top 3% test takers. No fucking studying.
Good for you. I'm so happy for you.
The most stressful part of that test was I spilled Dr. Pepper and a woman stepped in it with her Uggs and started yelling and looking around for the perpetrator. So I had to run away. I hid my Dr. Peppy under my hoodie and quickly skedaddled.
I took my ACTs less than a month after leaving the psych unit. So, like,
that's fun.
I was zonked the fuck out on antidepressants and, like, did not care at all. I was on bipolar medication and I wasn't bipolar. So, like,
I was doing forum role play, and I was doing it right up until they said we had to put our phones away. And as soon as the test ended, I got right back on it. And then, like, a week, like, whenever we got the test, like, months later, whatever, however long it took, like, I was like, oh, how did I do? They're like, someone wants to interview you for their master's thesis.
What?
Yeah, like, I'm in someone's master's thesis.
Fuck yeah.
For gifted children in public schooling.
Nice. Congratulations.
I know, I'm really smart, thank you.
Nah, I qualified for honors college and that's all I really cared about.
I qualified for honors and I said I'm not a nerd, so I didn't do it.
I like barely qualified, and someone like half-heartedly suggested that I could take it again and get like above a 30 some, and I was like, nah dude, I took that on fucking bipolar meds and like qualified.
Honors. I had a bunch of scholarships my first year, but I decided quite early on that a lot of classes I was going to give C effort because I didn't care about them.
Yeah.
So I didn't get those scholarships for too long, but that's okay.
That's fair.
What's money?
I graduated in like the top of my class.
Yeah, here we both are doing podcasts. All you nerds with your grades didn't matter for shit.
No, I agree. I do. Yeah. I didn't do it because I thought it mattered. I did it because I wanted to.
Jesus, that's even worse.
Why? I like the challenge.
You know who else likes the challenge?
Who?
Haul It Back Holly.
What?
The character in this movie.
Haul out. So Holly?
Haul it back, Holly.
Haul out the Holly?
Haul it back.
Okay, Holly.
Haul it back, dead ass Holly.
She goes to visit her parents in Salt Lake City, in Evergreen Lane, and they're like...
Because she's been kicked out of her apartment.
Yeah, right. Well, I thought, did we not get to that point? I thought we did.
But I think she, we just mentioned.
Okay. We go to move. She goes to move in with her parents for the Christmas season, and they're like crazy Christmas people. Like,
yeah, they or there's the Evergreen Lane, which is their little neighborhood, which is a very Salt Lake, Utah looking neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
is like a Christmas destination. They get visitors because of how hard they go for the holidays. It looks utterly delightful.
Her parents like wrote all of the HOA policy for Christmas.
Which makes me know that they started the HOA.
No, they wrote the
I thought it said they started the HOA.
No, they the HOA didn't have rules for Christmas. And they wrote the HOA rules, and then her dad became the HOA president.
I think at that point, the HOA only became about Christmas. I'd be very surprised if the HOA has any impact on this neighborhood, like outside of Christmas.
Well, I guess we'll never know because the sequel probably also takes place.
Yeah, but it's
Christmas.
Like, I don't think, because at other times they're like, hey, his grass is too long. He's like, oh, okay. No, there is, because they mentioned the noise violations throughout the year.
Yeah, that it's not allowed to be something like above 90 decibels on school nights, apparently, or like whatever.
Except on Christmas.
Before 10 p.m. or 10 a.m.
Seems
or
like
something.
It seems like a lovely neighborhood.
Really? I thought you were about to launch into a fucking rant about the HOA being fascist again.
Not if it's for Christmas, no. I mean, they're all willing to help each other out. And honestly, I think sometimes... I think, honestly, personally, in my own belief, I would sometimes like to hold a gun to people and say, be merry, stop being a Grinch. So if there's a legal recourse for me to operate within to punish people for their Grinchiness, I think I'd be happy with that.
So you're against fascists unless it's pro-Christmas fascists?
I'm against fascism unless it's a belief I hold that they're doing.
You're so frustrating.
Like, am I against fascists who, like, group up racial minorities and kill them? Yeah, 100%. 100%. Am I for fascists who take people that buy, like, Elon Musk cyber trucks and shoot them in front of their children and say this is what happens to class traitors? 100%. I love that shit.
But is that fascism?
It's not. I'm authoritative in nature.
I'm aware. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, it's not fascist. Because that isn't, you know. I think that sometimes a firm hand would be required to make things better. Be that killing class traitors or making sure everyone understands that, you know, it's fucking Christmas. Put up some goddamn lights.
What if they don't want to put up lights? They shouldn't have to put on lights.
Why not? Are they Jewish?
Or maybe they just don't want to. Like,
if they're not a practicing religion that isn't Christianity, like, I'm willing to carve out exceptions there. Like, yeah, if you're Muslim, I'm not expecting you to go all gung-ho on Christmas. Or if you're Jewish, you know. But I do expect a dreidel. But no, I do think that, yeah, no, put up some fucking lights. It's fucking Christmas. Put up some have some fucking holiday cheer. Watch a Hallmark movie. Fucking go have fun with your neighbors and the snow balls and shit.
You can celebrate Christmas without being a lot.
The only reason I'm not a lot outside my own apartment is because I don't have a plug out there.
Oh my god, that's scary.
If I had a plug out there, I would probably have inflatable Santas and like a little reindeer in the front yard.
Your yard isn't big enough.
I'll make it fit.
You would be blocking the road.
No, I could. We've been on the like porch part, but I could fit like a smaller inflatable Santa, like a huge one. And that fits in the space, obviously.
So
I'd at least have like one of those reindeer scout, like it's the reindeer like wire ones with the lights on it.
So when did this Christmas Nazism come to?
Birth. I've loved Christmas ever since I can remember, and I've always been upset when people don't like Christmas.
Why? First off, I like Christmas.
Okay.
it is being with family and having cheer and celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
We'll be by your house, Mr. Poole, to see how much you love Christmas.
We got our Christmas tree up, and it's got lights, and we got presents underneath.
And be smoking cigarettes, sitting at you across the table.
We're
like,
going to my parents.
Do you have more Halloween decorations in your basement than Christmas decorations?
No. No.
I'm going to put the little cigarette in your food. It's Inglorious Bastards.
We're visiting my parents and grandparents.
The Christmas decorations are the Jews in this, or the Halloween decorations are the Jews in this metaphor.
But we're visiting family, so why would we have all that shit around the house if we're not going to be there to see it?
Because you put it up like after November, and then you have the whole Christmas. Like, usually I don't take things down to my birthday.
Sure.
So, you know, that's from like November, what, 28th? Is after Thanksgiving abouts? It's on the Thursday. It's on the day.
It's the fourth Thursday of November.
Yeah, so about like the 25th-ish to January 11th, I have all my Christmas decorations up. And I mean, I have the gifts in my closet starting in September. I've started my Christmas shopping.
Good for you. I am happy.
And each year I buy something new. Like, I bought that tablecloth new that year, that wonderful Winterland tablecloth.
Yeah.
That's new that year. This year, I'm like, you know what?
I noticed.
I'm sensing a certain lack of Christmas spirit in that general area, and we need to remedy that.
I'm happy for such a cynical person. You have holiday cheer.
I love Christmas. Next year, I'm gonna start buying things for my room. I'm gonna get like a Christmas sheets.
Oh,
like a Christmas
God.
Blanket, so I got a little Christmas bed. I'm starting to run out of room for Christmas stuff in here, so I'm going to have to start moving back there.
You know, that generally means you have enough Christmas stuff.
No, because I don't have like anything in my room. I have it all out here so I can show it off to all the people who love Christmas.
But why would you decorate just your
room? Well, so I can go in my bed and I can say, doopy doopy doo. It's Christmas. I'm in my Christmas sheets. I feel like I feel like I'd be like best friends with the guy in this movie. Me and him would get along really well.
You would hate him.
No.
You would only like him during Christmas time.
No.
You would hate him during the year. He's an HOA president.
No.
You would hate him during the year.
I'm actually pretty compliant with stuff like that, just by standards of, I don't want people to bother me about it.
I want you to listen to the episode for the beginning of this month where you rant about the HOA being a fascist institution.
It is. But I'm saying that, like many, I could live quite comfortably under fascism without letting it affect me because I'm a white male. I'd be fine.
Okay.
Also, he's easily, I don't know, he's a little goofy.
He takes his job too seriously.
I think just during Christmas. I don't think he's that hard not during Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, we'll never know. We'll literally never know.
Unless they
want to remake Halloween.
I'd watch Halloween. Put her a little number. No, I think that during the rest of the year, he always cares about how tall your nutcrack. There's none of that in the rest of the year. The rest of the year, I'm pretty sure it's just like, don't be too loud and keep your lawn mowed, which are the parts of like HOA I agree should exist, because that's just called being a homeowner.
Let's just blitzkrieg through the scenes of this movie, because it seems like we want to talk around this movie more than actually
about this
movie.
I really want to talk about the movie. It's just, like, again, it's a Hallmark movie. There's not that much to really dig into. It's
no,
just
she...
a pleasant time. So she goes to the town, and it's all set up by her parents to get her to not be sad and enjoy Christmas.
And hook her up with her childhood friend.
And
who's the HOA president.
HOA president, also an architect, also has quite nice glasses.
Sure.
Looked quite nice in those glasses. Very, very snappy dresser.
He was a snappy dresser. The glasses were a little boxy to me, but like...
That's what I expect from an architect.
You know what?
Someone who works in one of those fields...
If Mr. Gulag from Man of U.N.C.L.E. had worn those glasses, he could have pulled them off.
It's the glasses of someone who's a good dresser, but isn't also an architect.
Yeah.
So the whole movie is her just helping out with all the Christmas decorations and all the Christmas events. He's like cooking. Just put salt in her cookies. There's a
Christmas cookie contest.
There's a snowman contest where she defrosts the Icy Queen neighbor, who has a PhD in arts and crafts. I don't know, you could get a PhD in film. There's a Santa where he gets to be Santa, And she's that's the conflict. She asks someone else to be Santa, trying to help him because he's really busy and he's a bit upset by this. She's like, I never thought of it. And it's like, he literally told you, lady, that when he was little, he wanted to grow up to be Santa. He literally told you that.
But she didn't think about it because he was so busy that
she has this realization wearing a wonderful sweater that shows off her shoulders. I made note of that. I think that's what made me fall in love with her, seeing those shoulders, those lightly freckled shoulders.
You are what the Catholic Church thinks that a boy is.
I 100% am. I 100% am. The tits could be out of nothing. Shoulders. Whew. Jesus Christ. You're right. You're right. It does get me going. It's not just because it's revealed skin. It's specifically the shoulders.
Why? Is there a reason it's specifically shoulders? Or is this what you're into?
You don't really get
to pick what you're into. That's just what you're into.
I think because there's a symbol of firm strongness. I like me a square strong woman.
And eyebrows are like a boxy, boxing or framing of the face. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you like the frame of a person.
Yeah, I like to imagine how many books I can stack on them. That's what I'm looking for in a relationship. Should probably update my Tinder bio to be that.
You absolutely should.
I'm gonna reset all my dating apps.
Okay. But she falls in love with the HOA dude and they live happily ever after.
And he's a cheery guy.
But there's the Christmas cookie contest, the snowman building contest. What was your favorite of the obnoxious competitions this entire town?
I would love to do any of them.
I know this entire cult town participates in. What was your favorite cult activity?
Favorite cult activity. God, I'd kind of like to do any of them, really.
Oh, my God. Okay. Who is your favorite
town? I'd say maybe the cookies.
Yeah.
Just because I like to eat cookies.
I wouldn't mind baking cookies.
And they're adventurous, too.
Yeah.
It's not just a boring white people group. They actually used like actual spicy pepper.
Yeah.
So.
What was your favorite? Who was your favorite of the townspeople?
Not including the main characters.
Not including the main cast.
Or the parents, yeah.
Because I know it's the MILF.
It's not the MILF.
It's the HOA president.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about, because I thought you were including the other MILF, Pamela. That we had just said not
Melissa
those
Peter,
ones.
Melissa Peterson. No. She plays.
And I'm tied with the MILF and the HOA president, really.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think it's going to work out?
Well, yeah, things work. Also, I think what it is with him with the HOA, why it wouldn't annoy me so much, is because he's like, excuse me. You're violating this. But, you know, he comes up and he's a bit like funny with it.
Well, yeah, because he's flirting with her.
I think he's like that way to every. You see how he interacts with every single fucking person.
Sure.
I think he gives the same.
I feel
Christmas joy to everybody.
I feel like the moment you get a little bit annoyed with him, though, you're going to completely flip.
No, because I got star tube. I'm like, you know what? He throws the best fucking white elephant parties.
That has the best product placement in the whole movie.
You can earn a lot of goodwill for me by giving me cookies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some friendships I have started because someone just, I said, can I eat that? And they said, sure. And that endeared me to them instantly. I can be won over with food incredibly easy. There's a lot of people like, why do you hate them? I'm like, oh, they gave me snacks. Yeah. I had a job where the secretary would always just feed me cookies. She ended up keeping cookies in her desk for me. Because I come to hand a paperwork and she's like, are you hungry? I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome. So
I'd eat everything in sight. I'd be power washing, like drop a donut in because I got donuts, and I'd seagull it down while pressure washing, and then they'd get new people over to watch me do it.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna say it's Trio because I like all the character, like all the side characters, pretty evenly. Yeah. But I love when it's the old couple.
When
the old couple and Ned. I love when the three of them are interacting because she's just like, it's like, have you thought about? It's like, I'm gonna do a retractable roof for my Christmas tree. And there's such good acting because it is the exact look you would give someone that said that to you. Even if you love Christmas, it's the exact same look. Mm-hmm. And they're like, have you thought therapy? He's like, I'm going to therapy. Like, have you thought about a different therapist, Ned?
Yeah. I don't like Ned on his own. When he's with people, yes, I agree. When he's like asking about Rebar during the snowman thing, he's just annoying. Which that's just the type of character.
Yeah. And you would just say, yeah, she's right. You go crazy.
Yeah, it's Ned.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go crazy.
It's not hurting anybody. Just say, yeah, 100% you can.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When he's trying to when he has hazmat suits, but also like a bunch of Santa suits for no goddamn reason.
And he also has, I believe, 6 stuffed reindeer, right? He was the tax. He offered the taxidermy.
Yes. Yeah. It's,
I love people like that though.
Yeah.
I love weirdos like that. Like, honestly, I'd be happy in this neighborhood just because of the neighbors. I think I get along with pretty much everyone, and I would love just, like, Ned's like, I think I'm going to do a retractable roof. I'm like, how do you think I'm doing that, Ned?
So you would just encourage him.
I would just encourage him. I would buy into everything he says. I'd be utterly fat. Every time he'd come up with me and just say the most insane shit, I'm like, tell me more. I love when people tell me crazy shit. Yeah, they get together, and then she gets the house at the end.
Yeah,
because it's not even like there's not even a lot of like there's not even like a struggle of her learning to like Christmas in this movie.
No, it's she likes it. She just thinks it's too much.
Yeah, but
and
then
she's going through a breakup.
But then she gets into it.
She should be allowed to mourn her breakup.
But then she gets into it.
Sure, but she
has a great time.
She shouldn't have had to. She should have been allowed to just mourn her breakup.
No, that sucks.
Yeah, people are allowed to experience.
Have you mourned a breakup?
I've never been through.
Okay, let me tell you. I remember a week when I didn't go to class and I just drank wine in bed. I wish someone invited me to do holiday activities. I would have loved that, especially because it happened like a week before Christmas. So like I would have. God, if someone's like come to my Christmas town and do Christmas activities, it would have done me so much better than laying in my bed listening to sad music and chugging wine.
But she wasn't. She was gonna drink hot cocoa and watch Christmas movies cuddled up with her friend. Like she
and now she gets to cuddle up with a lover.
Sure, he's a lot.
And she got a house.
So was she not gonna get the house if she didn't fall in love with the Christmas spirit?
I think they'd probably give it to the guy.
He has his own house in the neighborhood.
Yeah, but he gets the Christmas house. It has a history. They're legends.
You're fucking...
They're legends.
They're... That's...
Say it several times throughout the movies. They're legends.
You're insane if you think that's what was gonna happen.
That's what's gonna happen.
They were gonna give their house to a complete stranger.
He's not a complete stranger. He says he's gotten close to them. They know him. He's their surrogate son. He has two moms.
Would you give your house to your HOA president?
Who's like a son to me? Yeah.
When you have a child?
I prefer not familial relationships. Like, oh, they're like a brother to me over actual ones. I think, yeah, I'd be angry I had to raise a child, so I'd give it to this man who can just be my son.
Well, you're insane. You're insane. You also, I would hope you wouldn't be resentful if you had a child.
Tell him every night before you go to bed, I never wanted you. Love you. Good night.
You're you're legitimately upsetting. It is not that child's fault.
Here's the egg, didn't he?
What?
He pierced the egg, didn't he?
Okay, you impregnated a woman.
No, it never happened, so it had to be the kid.
No, that's not.
I do everything in my power to make sure I'll never impregnate anybody.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've gotten to the people vet and gotten neutered?
No, I would if I didn't have such a fear of surgery. If I didn't have such a fear of invasive surgery, I would be by now, yeah.
I think it's not. I think it's pretty non-invasive.
It's anything. Anything that goes inside the body, I hate. But most of what comes out of me now is just vape clowns, so we're getting there. The little flyers in there. It's...
Jesus Christ. It's
noise it makes.
Okay. So, do you have... Talk about the movie, please.
Nothing would make me happier than to visit or live in this town during the Christmas holiday.
I would love to visit this town for one day during the Christmas season. I would never want to live there.
If I could rent an Airbnb, I would. I'd want the full
Yeah, well, you're experience. Fucking, you're absurd.
I'm full of Christmas spirit.
No, you're just, you're absurd.
I just love Christmas.
I enjoy Christmas. I'm just not a fucking fascist about it.
Just, authoritative, please. Okay. Authoritarian.
I'm just not an authoritarian about it.
That's because, you know, you don't have a jingle jangle in your heart.
No, it's because I have a rational...
I got jingle jangle in my heart.
No, it's because I have a rational love for this holiday, not some weird, like...
I have the purest form of love one can have for Christmas.
Okay.
A friend's like, I'm sorry you had to buy another gift. I'm like, nothing makes me happier than wrapping another gift.
Okay.
That means I hit 700, which is close to being a high score for me.
Nice.
Of like actual money spent, not on credit.
Nice.
I hope one day to spend $2,000 on Christmas gifts.
I hope one day not to.
if one Christmas I've spent $2,000 on Christmas gifts, I'd be a happy man.
You know what? I am happy that you have this one time of year where you're kind.
I once had someone
nice
tell me
generous.
That said that I love Christmas, Matthew, and I wish you'd be around more.
There are aspects of Christmas, Matthew, that I wish were around all year. Christmas, Matthew, in and of himself, is a little more insufferable than
he's the right
Matthew.
Amount of sufferable.
Nah, he's too much sometimes, but there are aspects of him
if
that
I had
are
more
wonderful.
Room in his apartment, I would have set up like a little nativity scene, little Christmas village. I really want a Christmas village. I just never really have the space. And when I've had the space, I haven't had the money. I'm hoping one day I have the space and the money to do like a proper like Christmas village, maybe like a little train running through, a little Christmas train, like a Polar Express.
Oh my God. You know what? I am happy that you have this thing. So what? Okay. What is it about this time of year that you decide to have joy?
It's Christmas.
That's it? It's that simple?
I love Christmas.
There's no...
It's the jolliest time of the year.
It's not, though.
It's the jolliest time of the year.
No, it's no more jolly than...
It's Christmas. It's the jolliest time of the year.
But so, in what ways?
It's Christmas. What do you mean?
what makes this more jolly than any other time of the year?
We're gonna go in circles. It's Christmas. It's jolly. There's lights, cookies. It's Christmas. Everything about Christmas is jolly. Everything about Christmas is jolly and merry and happy and ho ho ho. What do you mean? Christmas is happy. It's the happy holiday. There's no dead Native Americans. There's no ghosts or skeletons. It's Christmas.
Okay.
What if there's nothing about Christmas that isn't joyful? Unless you're a naughty little boy.
Okay, so.
But even if you're not Christian, the Jews have the dreidel. Have you played dreidel?
Yes.
I got kicked out of a residence hall for playing dreidel. We were playing dreidel. It wasn't our residence hall. I don't know how we got in there, but we went into a lobby of a residence hall none of us lived in, and we were playing dreidel, and we got so into it that someone came down and escorted us out, like security, because we were too loud. We're in the first floor, and they were having noise complaints on the third, because it got to the point that whenever you got gimbal, you get the whole pot, yeah. We go like, hey! And it got to the point where whenever someone, like, we were just, anytime any land on anything, we're like, I'm A! And then, like, someone's, like, loudly shouting the dreidel song in the background, and they kicked us out. And then I called the security guards anti-Semitic Nazis.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Why is that? Why is that the least surprising part?
I'm like, why
do
you hate Jews? Why the fuck do you hate Jews? I can't play dreidel. Can't play dreidel because you hate Jews. K. Adolf, fuck off. But you know what? I was fine afterwards because it was still Christmas, baby. I love Christmas.
You know what?
The worst part about working from home is I don't get to see Christmas lights as often because I'm going to drive around. I take longer ways to work during Christmas season so I can see more Christmas lights.
You're insane. I'm
it take me, also, I slow down so I can enjoy them. Like, I go the speed limit, like exactly the speed limit. So I can be like, oh, look at these Christmas lights.
I'm I'm so happy for you. I wish. I like Christmas. It's fine. The Christmas lights are wonderful.
I'm not doing enough. Am I
in your head, this isn't enough?
Well, I need more decorations. I want to go out and do something, but everyone's really busy. I don't like doing things by myself, and I've been pretty busy this year. So maybe next year, maybe I'll find some time. Like, I want to go to like Cracker Park and see the lights.
Yeah.
Find like a little Christmas village, you know?
Nice. I've thought about taking Lilia to see the lights.
It's also just the neighborhood that's rough. It's like Kent had a lot more stuff I could just go and do easily. Yeah, well, this is kind of out of the way. And the stuff in Akron is always like super busy and like during when I work. So
yeah, I think Lilia would enjoy the lights. I've thought about taking her.
She would eat them. She would like a big spaghetti noodle.
She would be in the car looking at them.
She'd jump out. She'd break through your window. And go.
Okay.
She chewed a hole in the wall, dude.
What?
Did she like chew through the wall at one point?
No.
Somewhere? Or she's starting to?
No.
I thought it was in your garage.
No.
Yeah. Whose dog chewed through the hole? Someone's dog did.
Nah, she chewed a spot in our carpet, but I'm going to get it fixed.
Someone's big bull, pit bull mix chewed through a wall somewhere.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm about ready to chew through the wall as soon as I see it's the day after Thanksgiving. As soon as Santa appears in the Macy's Day Parade, I'm like, it's Christmas. He's here. Santa's here, folks. Put up the tree. I got home from Thanksgiving at my parents at like midnight. I immediately put up the tree, all these decorations, and wrapped all the gifts I had.
Oh my God. I had
Christmas music blasting.
At like midnight?
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you. Okay. I'm
like, as soon as I got in the car to leave Thanksgiving, I put on the Christmas music. Starting now with Don't Shoot Me Santa Claus by the Killers. Although my other favorite is You Make It Feel Like Christmas by Gwen Stefani.
Nice. I figured you would also be a You'll Shoot Your Eye Out by Fall Out Boy.
I also have that on my playlist, of course. Yeah. Yes. I have the MCR one. I have Blink-182. Devo. Yeah. Devo is a really good Christmas song.
Yeah, they do.
Pentatonics. They play Mary, Did You Know, which is based on me.
Yeah.
It was originally Amy, Did You Know?
Yeah, it was. Know. Okay. Okay. Just
fucking love Christmas.
I'm happy. Any final thoughts? We're mostly talking around this movie than actually talking about this movie.
We talked about all the themes. It's a vibes movie.
Yeah.
It's about Christmas vibes.
Yeah. So final thoughts?
I think I said 7 out of 10. The Schultz are 10 out of 10.
Yeah, this is like a 3 out of 10 for me. I didn't really care for it. Most of my issue had to do with pacing and the fact that you could swap anything in any order. There was no like actual there was no progression.
Well, yeah, it was just happening. Someone learning to love Christmas again.
I don't. It's just,
and there's no rule book for that.
But that's just not a type of story that I like. I like there to be a purpose to a story.
Hates Christmas, folks.
No, I like Christmas. I just wanted there to be like a plot or a purpose to the story, not just like a bunch of hijinks that could be interchanged. But the
purpose is Christmas.
But no, there's no like end goal. Anyway.
The end goal is Christmas Day.
If you like Hallmark movies, this is not the worst one I've seen.
If you like feeling good and having a good time, can't recommend this movie more.
If you like any kind of pacing in this, appropriate pacing in this movie, do not watch this movie.
Yeah, don't watch this movie if you can't let go of your academic book learning to enjoy the holidays.
It's not academic book. I'm watching it. We're a movie podcast. I'm trying to watch this like a movie.
Not a cinema podcast, are we? We're a movie podcast, and this hella good movie.
I disagree, but like...
Hella good movie. Possibly in the top 3 movies we've watched so far.
I will end this podcast right now.
Nah, it's going to be top 5.
If you truly believe that.
I could think it would be easily in the top 5. If you want to like tell us your top 5 and why it includes this movie.
It shouldn't.
You can email us.
This is bottom 3 for
at 2menmoviepodcast@gmail.com. Also send us your Christmas list. You know, I'm always interested to see what people want for Christmas. Also, you know, maybe if you have like a small child, you think you'd write like a good letter that'll really get through to Harrison and his grinchy heart so he can grow three sizes today. Send that in. I'll read it out to him. And I'll see the big smile and the little x-ray machine will break. If you want to follow us on Instagram, that's Two Men Movie Podcast. YouTube's Two Men and a Movie Podcast. We're on Blue Sky and Twitter. I will not be updating those for the foreseeable future.
Then why are you mentioning them?
Followers are good.
But
be first in line. So when something does post, you're already there.
Okay.
Ground floor.
Whatever.
Ground floor. That's social media, baby. Social media, baby.
Okay.
You can find me at Midwest _ Magician. I have a picture of my Christmas tree up. I'll be posting a secondary picture once all the gifts are underneath it. And I'll probably post some holiday pictures at my party when I'm out. I'm going to be going to like 3 parties this year.
Hell yeah.
I think that's all our social media.
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at harrisonpool.com, PooleDotCom.
I'm going to change it so it's easier for people to know.
No, at this point I like it, but I will. Matthew says he'll hold me to it if I don't post something about Christmas this season.
I will take him to task.
I will
live on air.
I will take
live some, recorded.
I will take some photos and post them.
Are we doing a Christmas movie next week? Is that the plan?
Yeah, Year Without Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
And then the week after is our New Year's wrap up and projections for the next year.
Watch what I always watch every New Year's. You can dream of that tradition.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
Live footage of 9/11.
You watched that on New Year's?
Yeah. It started, we got really drunk and we watched it once and it became like a New Year tradition that like when we try to line it up so like the first, like the last, like the towers fall.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It takes a long time. Like, you know, those towers got hit and then they stood for quite some time. Like, we like to, like in our remembering, it's like, boom, crash. But no, there was like a lot of time. Yeah. We're like, oh, this kind of bad. Looks like someone lost control of a plane up there.
My New Year's Eve tradition.
They have like all the news footage in historical timeline of it.
Oh my God. My New Year's Eve tradition is I watch the Mountain Goats perform this year on the Stephen Colbert Show.
That's pretty good too.
Yeah. Because it's not live 9/11 footage.
Well, it's recorded.
Okay, but it was live.
I wish I could watch it live on here.
All right. I'll try to edit something cohesive out of this. Thank you to Tristan Hofstetter for our theme song. Thank you guys for listening.
Love you guys. Keep up the holiday spirit. Kisses.
Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.